SA Logistics Outlook, 2025 and beyond February 7, 2025. COVID the 19th of May seem far away now, with most aspects of life having returned to normal, but Elvin Harris says that the pandemic has had a significant and lasting impact on South Africa's supply chains. South Africa's response to the pandemic was particularly severe in terms of its lockdown strategy, effectively shutting down the economy and its attendant supply chains for many months. Just when it seemed we could return to some kind of normal, Russia invaded Ukraine, a conflict continuing to this day. This war has also had a devastating impact on global supply chains and inflation. Hopefully a ceasefire or peace deal can be reached in 2025. For the past year, the Middle East has also been racked by conflict, although this has not had as much impact on the global economy and supply chains. Taking stock as 2024 closes, South Africa has been reeling from these global events and, compared to peer countries, has struggled to recover. This is concerning and is compounded by the damage caused by local floods, severe load shedding, a collapse of rail freight, constraints and delays in our major ports, water infrastructure challenges, ratings downgrades, and the infamous July 2021 social unrest. Had the right action been taken at the right time, many of these challenges could have been avoided, or at least minimized. These various own goals had a massive opportunity cost, hundreds of billions in unplanned expenditure, as well as lost income to the economy, could have been more productively spent to put us in a much better position at the end of 2024. The National Energy Crisis Committee, NACOM, established in July 2022 to implement the Presidential Energy Action Plan, together with Eskom's turnaround plan, has yielded fruit. At the time of writing, we had just hit 240 consecutive days of uninterrupted power supply from Eskom for the first time in 5 years. The National Logistics Crisis Committee, NLCC, established in June 2023, has already produced the logistics roadmap for South Africa, advocating for reform in the rail and ports environments. Aspects of this reform are in progress, such as the establishment of Transnet Rail Infrastructure Management, TRIM, and Transnet Freight Rail Operating Company, TFROC, in Transnet Freight Rail, while a draft network statement has been published for comment and awaiting publication as an official network statement after sign-off from the Minister of Transport. Whilst some progress has been made, quite literally, on paper, it is worrying that the performance of the freight logistics system has worsened over the past 2 years in operational practice. As of 1 December 2024, freight rail performance is once again well behind targets. The roads leading to ports are congested with too many trucks carrying cargo meant for rail. The ports remain constrained and well behind targets, and border posts are choking points backed up for days. We will slip from crisis to tragedy if this situation persists for much longer. 2025, a look at the year ahead. A recent report from the National Transmission Company of South Africa, NTCSA, indicates that South Africa's electricity system is adequate and will remain so if Eskom's current strong plant performance is maintained. The report suggests that, if several key aspects of the Eskom turnaround plan materialize, we should be free from load shedding until 2028-29, by which time other public-private partnership, PPP, alternative power generation projects should have come online to stabilize the grid. This is very good news indeed, but the news is not as promising for transport infrastructure, although there is some cause for hope. Rail. Whilst critical steps are being taken towards the implementation of rail reform, several key issues must still be resolved to actualize third-party access on the rail network. These include, but are not limited to, the final published rate for access to the network, the amount of time for which third-party train operating companies, TOCs, are given access to the network, and whether this would enable them to make a sufficient return on investment, the need for alignment between Transnet, government, and the private sector regarding the quantum of investment required to bring rail up to sufficient levels of operating efficiency and capacity, ensuring that the dispute resolution mechanism between TRIM and TOCs is clear and fair in practice, that the rail component of the transport regulator is in place timelessly, and that there is a comprehensive and aligned plan to deal with labor and community concerns and issues. Ports. There are plans in place to clear the ports' backlogs, but the current slow progress needs to be accelerated. Meanwhile, the long-winded legal process regarding the challenge of the award for the strategic partner at DCT Pier 2 is not a good situation for our transport system and supply chains. The law must, however, take its course. Hopefully, sufficient progress can be made at other container ports to offset the potential setback of DCT Pier 2 effectively being on hold for the foreseeable future, most likely beyond 2025 and possibly even 2026. Congestion at the ports of Durban, Richards Bay, and Cape Town is ongoing and is exacerbated by the poor performance of freight rail, resulting in many more trucks than usual carrying cargo meant for rail through the ports. Long truck queues outside port limits, damage to urban road infrastructure, and the lack of adequate truck stops are all contributing to a crisis that needs urgent intervention, hopefully within the first quarter of 2025. South Africa has also received a very worrying ranking at the bottom of the World Bank's Container Port Performance Index. We are very far from all our major trading partners, so highly efficient and cost-competitive supply chains are an absolute must. If we are to improve our global competitiveness and regain our place as one of the gateways to Africa, our container ports should be firmly in the top third of global port performance. This will require attention once flow through at the ports has been stabilized. Roads. Much like with rail, there is a huge backlog of maintenance required to bring the various road networks up to the correct technical standards. In 2014, government suggested this would cost R197 billion. However, a UCT School of Economics study using more sophisticated modelling puts this number at R416 billion. Restoring the road networks to functional needs only brings this down to R305 billion. The study further warns that the R416 billion forecast doesn't include a contingent liability posed by unproclaimed roads of between R105.5 billion and R461.7 billion, depending on the required remedial action. This also makes no provision for the addition of necessary new roads, including truck stops and other related roadside infrastructure, moving forward. Heading into 2025, these numbers have no doubt increased even further, as there hasn't been a significant increase in spending on road maintenance since 2017. Government, road agencies, transport authorities, and research institutions need to find common ground on the actual maintenance backlog and figure out ways to fund it, because the government purse simply can't absorb such huge outlays. The takeaway is that in order for South Africa to have efficient logistics and competitive supply chains, upgrading the road networks is just as critical as upgrading the rail network. On a related note, online shopping is growing exponentially, meaning that mostly on-road delivery services will explode too, as we have already witnessed. This needs to be accounted and planned for going forward. If we can arrest the decline, we can hopefully start the journey toward genuine road rehabilitation on a consistent and sustainably funded basis next year. Airports and border posts. Air traffic has returned to near pre-COVID levels after a difficult restart process. We can expect this trend of recovery and organic growth to continue, as airlines have been adding new capacity in line with demand. Progress at our land border posts has been mixed, notwithstanding challenges at the border with Mozambique, due to that country's current political situation. Hopefully, a stable and long-lasting solution to border disruptions will be found soon. Could 2025 usher in the era of fully functional and operational one-stop border posts across the region? We desperately need this initiative to get off the ground. It doesn't even require new hard infrastructure. A good start would be to integrate IT and other soft systems and processes to eliminate activity duplication at both sides of the border. The time for talking is over. Authorities must now drive action and implementation. Some positivity and a parting shot. Despite challenges, the government of national unity seems to be holding together and the world is responding positively. President Cyril Ramaphosa has just been handed presidency of the G20 for 2025, a powerful vote of confidence in South Africa, while BRICS is growing and advancing its agenda on multiple fronts. Trust between the public and private sectors is perhaps at its highest levels in 15 years, and the latter stands ready to invest in the port and rail system, under the right conditions. The private sector is also moving full steam ahead with embracing ESG and adopting AI, IoT, blockchain, and EVs and hybrid vehicles, as well as leveraging technology in general to bring innovative solutions to market. Nevertheless, major infrastructural challenges remain a constraint. The cost of broadband and fiber, meanwhile, must come down significantly to contribute to economic competitiveness. Hopefully, the threat of offerings such as Starlink will encourage the entrenched players to adjust their strategies, offerings, and pricing. We certainly face a lot of challenges in our freight logistics system, and there is a lot to do. But with the indomitable G's spirit of South Africans, I am hopeful that 2025 can be a real springboard for positive change, catapulting us into economic growth for the next decade or two.